We're doing Rav Chalapan Parshat Pinchas. The pasuk says, "Lachein emor, hineni noten lo et beriti shalom." The word "lachein" in modern Hebrew means "therefore." In ancient Hebrew, the word "lachein" very often means "it is fit," "it is right," or "I swear it is so." The Medrash on this pasuk says, Hashem says, tell him, I am giving him my covenant of peace, but it begins with lachein. Says the Medrash, bedinu sheyitol scharo. Hashem was saying, it is fit, it is right, it is just that Pinchas gets his proper wages. Explains Rav Chalap, Hashem was saying, Pinchas earned it. In other words, we live in a world where we don't deserve that much. We get a lot, and we don't deserve that much. I have a friend that we have a running argument already now for years, where every so often he'll tell me, "Magi alecha, you deserve it." We'll be walking together and he'll say, "Have a drink, you deserve it." And I'll say, "What do I deserve? By what right? What does that mean, magi ali? What does that mean? What do I deserve?" He says, "No, you've been working hard, you deserve a good drink." So I've been working hard. So what? I deserve it? I have a right to something in this world? I don't deserve anything. I have a responsibility, and how high I live up to that responsibility. But to reach a level that you have a right to something, very few people ever reach that. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa reached that. Says Rav Chalap, that's what the Medrash is saying. We live a life where we strive to reach a state of wholeness, where we do have a right to live here. That's the wholeness one wants to reach. The purpose of creation is that I should lead a life where I deserve to live here. I've lived up to the values I'm supposed to live up to. And then I can say I have a right to be here. All of our life, we're getting namad kisufa, we're getting freebies. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, here have life, here have health, here have parnasa, here have a good time. Wait a second, but why? Do I deserve any of this? Pinchas earned it. The Midrash says, that's the lachin. Says, bidinu, he has a right to these wages. Says Rav Chalap, the Midrash was revealing to us that Pinchas attained wholeness in his life. He has a right to it. And that's what the Midrash is saying. He can come and take his wages. The pasuk says, bidinu sheyitol. He has a right to come and take his wages because he has earned it. We see Pinchas' dedication was pure, and in that moment, Pinchas earned the rights to the blessings in his life. So with this, Rav Chalap really ends what he has to say on this parasha. So we can call it a day, or I can run and try to find one more book of Rav Chalap on the parasha. But this book, truth is, from now on, it's going to be pretty short. Oh yeah, next week is also short. What? Yeah. Perfect. I thought the same thing. It's the same, yeah. Yeah, but I have a friend who there was a yeshiva where 300-400 guys were learning, and there was no food from the yeshiva. Every guy had to bring his own food. So he decided, we're going to make soup for the guys. So he got two big pots, and he started bringing every day free lunch. Didn't charge a penny. He said, people have to eat. And he brought, like, he arranged it in his burner at home, all four burners, all night long he'd cook a soup, and he'd bring the pots. And after he did it for about 5 days, people started donating. I want to sponsor it. 180 shekel a day. And it just kept running this way for months. So one time I was talking to him, and we have a mutual friend who decided he's going to start bringing. He brought, like, we have the coffee room, so he brought a big garbage can. He attached a spout to it, cleaned it out well, a new garbage can, and he put in every day petel, what do you call it in English? Some kind of taste that you add to the drink, right? Kool-Aid. Artificial taste, right? Kool-Aid, right. So every day, he'd buy like a big thing of Kool-Aid, and put it in the water and give free cups and free sweet drinks. So every day, it cost him about 40, 50 shekel. Every day he'd bring it as a donation. So one day I'm talking to him and he turns to our mutual friend and he says, "Did you get them?" So he says, "Yeah," and it worked. And then he walks off. I ask him, what happened? He says to me, he didn't have sponsors. So he said, "I'm stopping." And I said to him, it works the other way around. You bring the Kool-Aid and you'll see that you'll have sponsors. You have to start. You have to be dedicated. You have to give and you'll see that you have sponsorship. And he said, that's exactly what happened. The guy showed up today. He took the money from his own pocket. He bought 6-8 packs of Kool-Aid. He spent the 200 shekel. He bought a bunch of cups and he showed up. He just showed up. People saw him with the Kool-Aid again. This one came over and said, "Here's 20 shekel. Here's 50 shekel. I want to sponsor it." So he said to me, in life, you have to learn from Avraham Avinu. You have to be ready to jump into the furnace. He said, when I started this venture, I didn't have coverage. I said, I'm going to start. I'm going to give. People are hungry. People have to eat. I'm just going to start. He said, you jump and you start. You make it a reality. It exists. Once you have something that exists, then you might find the sponsors. Then you have something for people to sponsor. You come to people with a concept. I want to build something. No. Maybe yeah, maybe no. What? To me, it was a big chidush. I'm saying, so going back to our Avraham Avinu and Pinchas, that's okay. So our vote is to pause here or bring another sefer and we go to 11:15. We have time. Okay. I'll go get Rav Chalap. Gentlemen, let's take a quick vote. We have one book on Tfilah, which is the book we initially learned from Rav Chalap. We have Mikhtavei Marom, which are letters Rav Chalap wrote to his son, encouraging him. Some of you might have learned this with Rav Hyman. He had a class on this once. I don't know if he still does, years ago. These are letters of advice he wrote to his son when his son was in America. And then there's this book, Razili, My Personal Secrets, which is, in here he has a section on the 3 weeks. So I thought maybe we would learn that. Where's our vote? 3 weeks, yes?
3 weeks is good.
Okay, 3 weeks it is. What we might do, Michael, is maybe send them out, the two on the parsha this week, and then...